Hey, Sean.
Hey, Cassie.
How are you?
I am well.
Did you know that 71% of men who cheat do so because they're bored? And the same is true for 49% of women.
So more men cheat because they're bored than women. I think bored is a big word.
What does boredom mean to you?
Boredom to me is the feeling that nothing is progressing, and it could be just from cabin fever, like I'm not doing anything. It could be boredom at your job, meaning I'm not progressing.
So stagnation.
And then in your relationship, it could be a myriad of reasons why you're bored with that person.
Today on Closet Margaritas, welcome by the way, we will be talking about boredom and the signs of being bored, going into autopilot, of life, and just ideas of how to fix it.
Yeah,
So you ready to dive in?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. So what are some signs of being bored to you? And then I'll give my input.
So some signs of being bored to me are seeking for over the top. What are the You're seeking for the next big thing. So when you're
You're
bored,
not satisfied.
So to me, when you're bored in your relationship, you tend to probably either go out more with people that you don't feel are boring. You probably tend to avoid home, meaning taking a long time to get home. When you're home, you're probably deep into your phone or whatever TV platform you watch. So I think you feel that intimate time with other things or people.
I agree. I think that, and I've been bored before in all aspects of my life. So I feel like for me, I know I get bored when I feel like the excitement is gone. And also, it could be because due to me having ADHD, that's just, one of the symptoms. You just constantly are looking for the new, you know what I mean? But especially in relationships, whenever I felt bored, it's because maybe I felt like there's too much of a routine. It's something is too like autopilot, like we're talking about being an autopilot, and I need like stimulation. So if things are just mundane, the same day in, day out, I do not get stimulated. Like my dopamine is gone. And so that's when I know that I'm bored. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like boredom is an internal or external initial feeling?
I think that is, it's totally an internal feeling because there's people who absolutely love not doing anything. You know what I mean? And they're content. And just being content is enough. But me personally, I feel that now that I know this about myself, I can work on it a lot more and do what I need to do to be my best version of myself and just know those signs and symptoms so I can go ahead and hit those on, head on.
This is to my Hill people, 45 and plus. We definitely like routine. We definitely get tired, and we definitely only have time for one thing. And so it does become challenging to fight boredom, and it becomes challenging, like you said, to be comfortable in boredom. Sometime you'll hear people say, "I just want to sit at home and do nothing." And sometimes that sounds super
It
comforting,
does.
but when that becomes the routine, then you do have to watch out for that
Well,
curve.
especially if you're doing that every if it so it gets tricky. Okay, so you said you're 46. I'm 38. And so there's an 8-year difference between the two of us,
There
right?
is.
So, luckily for me, you are a very energetic person and you are a Gemini, so I don't know who I'm getting day by day. So that keeps me on my toes. So it's very hard to get bored with you, right? But there are people out there who do have a significant age difference. And yes, age does play a major part in that. Some people are ready to settle down, like you said, like being at home is enough because they've been there, done that.
That
But
part.
what happens whenever you have somebody who is significantly younger than you and they're still not in that They're not out of that phase yet. You know what I mean? So what do? You could definitely get bored like that. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I would agree.
Now, you can be honest, like have you ever felt bored in our relationship?
Not in ours. Full transparency, I'm not the type of person. I know when we first started dating, you told me, "Beware, I get bored easy." And I did take that statement very seriously because a lot of times the way, you know how your mate will say something but your mind will translate it. No matter what they say, your mind is going to translate it the way you internalize it. Mm-hmm. So when I heard that, A, I was like, she's a cheater. she's materialistic and she's looking for the next thing. I think you have to dig deep. And I think that you have to have a transparent conversation with your mate. And I think that it will be alarming to say I'm bored. But if you have a mate that's your teammate, then I think that y'all are going to figure out a way out of it. Definite ways. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Definite ways to fight boredom is to try different dates. Try something that y'all have never tried before. I would think that having conversations where you ask maybe wild questions to one another to try to reintroduce yourself to one another. And then also, I think just changing your mindset, because our minds are very powerful. And if you say you're bored, you'll think you're bored and you'll believe you're bored.
Therefore, you will be.
Exactly.
And I agree with you. I think some ways to fix it is by changing your routine, you know, and it starts from the very onset of when you wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you have this redundant boredom that keeps sneaking its little ugly head in your relationship, you have to start by almost like shocking your system into thinking and convincing it that it is a different situation. So I think if you start off in the morning and you kind of shock your system with something new, it could be like getting up a little earlier. I'm not going to do that. But it could be like whenever you do wake up, instead of like hitting the snooze button, you do a meditation, or you wake up and you're like, okay, let me go ahead and get some fresh air. You just step outside. You know what I mean? Something different. And that already tricks your mind into thinking, oh my gosh, this is something new. Never done this before. What's next? And then you can just kind of switch off, like switch to what you eat in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think those little things, whenever they're compounded, it will help you with your boredom, especially if it is one of those like repetitive type Groundhog Day situations.
Yeah. So I would say another free thing that you could do, let's say you've been in your relationship for a long time. Another free thing you could do is look at old pictures.
I love doing that.
Yeah, because I mean, it's amazing. When you look at a photograph, it carries a feeling with it, right? And sometimes you need to be reminded of how fun y'all were. To understand that we were both different people. So you can't just take a person where they're at. You got to take everything that they have amounted to you in your life.
Especially whenever both of you are growing and y'all are learning new things throughout your journeys, your separate journeys, and you start liking different things.
Yeah.
So things that you used to be like, oh my gosh, my woman, my man likes to do this, this, and this. They'd be like, I don't like that no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's like you have to relearn your mate, but the same way you have to relearn your mate, you have to relearn yourself as well.
Exactly.
And you have to just kind of reinvent yourself. And if you don't want to be bored, don't be boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good statement. Yeah. I if you don't want to be bored, don't be boring. That's a good statement.
Get a new hobby. Mm-hmm. Learn something. I'm the queen of learning some random things. That's why I feel like I know a lot about nothing. Mm-hmm. Because it's just like I learned so many different things because I'd be bored. It'd be like, okay, what am I going to learn today? And then it'll snap me out of that. And maybe you are bored with them. Maybe it is them.
Yeah.
But like you said, you have to be transparent and have those conversations, those hard conversations.
That part.
Mm-hmm. But I think that a lot of couples don't do a good enough job of just being transparent on the onset and communicating exactly what they need. It's not your other partner's responsibility to dig it out of you or to try to be like, oh, are you sure you're okay? Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We've done that before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is annoying, but I know I've done it a lot, you know, where I'm like, no, nothing. And of course, you know, there's something. Instead of, it would have been so much easier if I would have been like, you know what? This really pissed me off.
Yeah.
You know, you did this, this, and this. And I've made a conscious effort of doing that because I want that from you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that I don't always subscribe to the statement of, well, I didn't want to tell you what was on my mind because you didn't create a safe space. I don't fully believe that all the time. I think a lot of times we prevent ourselves from getting to the next level, from showing more of ourselves to our mate, so our mate truly understands us. I mean, when I first met you, I showed you I was crazy. I showed you that I'm a Gemini in all aspects of Gem and I. I wasn't afraid to show you that because if you were going to be on this journey of life with me, then you need to understand that, you know, there are times when I'm just going to act and say and do crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean anything by it.
But some people do have people in their lives where they don't allow them that space because either they criticize them or they don't want to hear it or whatever the case may be. Time for the spicy margarita. So what happens when you're bored of your sex life? How do you fix that? What do you do?
That's a tough one.
It is tough.
Because being bored with intimacy is a definite, it's going to start creating a crack in your relationship. There's lots of different options, right? I mean, you could go get a couple's massage. You could go and see if there's like a tantric instructor that could help you. I mean, there's a lot of different options, but it starts with you, again, being transparent.
You definitely have to be transparent with your partner and let them know how you really feel and be completely honest about that. And as the person receiving that news, of course, it'll be a little bit of shock because you take it very personally.
Yeah.
You know, people take those things very personally. And so you have to just make sure that you reiterate, hey, this is something, it's a me and you situation. It's me and you against the issue, not me against you or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But I think it starts with communication. And then doing like what you said and how we kind of talked about putting your body into shock, you know, and changing your mindset. It's the same thing with that.
Yeah.
You know, you have to try new things. Go to places you thought you'd never go.
Yeah.
Try certain toys that you never thought you would try. Y'all have to have these serious conversations, the tough conversations that are going to make you feel uncomfortable. Because I don't know about you, but I'd much rather have an uncomfortable conversation for an hour or so, fix the issue, than be dealing with this little secret that, oh, I'm not even doing this. And then guess what happens? Go and try to find that.
Yeah.
That's what do they call the splackavelli? Am I showing my age?
That's your, you like that song. I'm not saying it's a bad song, but I'm not saying it's a good song.
So you're just trying to find, you know, somebody else to fulfill your needs when it's 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10, it's really not necessary.
Yeah.
Either you leave your person you're with because you're seriously unhappy, or if you love them enough, you try to work it out and you make it work.
I do want to talk like health though. And this is a pro tip for the heel people, people 45 plus. As you age, things in your body, your libido, your drive, it will change. It's a real thing. It has nothing to do with your partner. It's all internal. So definitely talk to your doctor about that. You know, even if you have a therapist, talk to your therapist about it. Or, you know, some of your day one Dans, talk to them because it could be something, it could be medication, it could be something that could actually help you. And yet you may be blaming your partner and it could just be you. I mean, of course, we all remember what it was like when you were in your 20s and even in your 30s. But I do think 40s, 50s, things do change. And even the way you see sex may change.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's crazy because it's like whenever you're with someone for a long time, it's easy to get used to certain things, but it's your responsibility. Like we always treat our relationship like a brand, right? And so in order for brands and corporations and businesses to stay current and stay trendy and stay relevant, they have to work on it. They got to try new things, new products, all these things. You got to kind of see your sex life the same way.
Yeah.
You got to try new things. You have to, unless you're just content with being bored. I don't know who is.
Yeah.
You know, go to one of those little spicy stores. Go to the shoe club. What do they call it? Shoe store.
The shoe show.
The strip club, if that's your thing. Go to see a sexy movie. Make a sexy movie. There's so many different things that you can try.
Yeah.
You know, before you need to seek professional help, because it's out there too.
When you say professional help, what do you...
You know, there's like you alluded to, like tantric massages.
Oh.
Or if you go to like, what are those? Remember we were watching that show and it was like a sex therapy retreat.
Yeah.
And then they teach you.
I'm all
like,
for those.
Yeah. I mean, I think that even if you are in a healthy sexy relationship or sex filled relationship, those kind of things keep things spicy. You know what I mean? I think it's super important.
Yeah, it's another thing that that takes you out of your comfort zone. And mm-hmm. when you're uncomfortable, you grow. So
yeah, for sure. Good conversation, Josito.
Yeah.
Agreed. I love you.
I love you too.
And we love y'all. And definitely share this with your people. Make sure that you follow our page, Closet Margaritas, on Facebook. And on Instagram, it's closet_margaritas.
Yeah.
And again, I'm Sean.
You are not Sean.
I'm sorry. I'm Cassie. You
will never be Sean, okay?
I'm Cassie.
Yeah, you are. And I am Sean.
I don't know why I said that.
Well, you're trying to be everybody. I'm Sean.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
All right.